God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. Reed's not good and God's not dead. I don't care what Nietzsche or Ayn Rand said. The blood of every man is red, and I'm not going to war. They justify all the things they do with convoluted logic and waves still pound upon the sand and will when they're gone. God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. You can build a paradise or wall yourself into a tomb.
It is time for a visit from across the pond from Less Visible. He comes by for an audio commentary this time every month. You want to tune in and check him out. He's got some very good points. Very passionate. Very into. He's one of these guys that you're gonna love him or hate him. And of course, we love him here at Feet the Fire. Now, Less Visible.
Hello, my friends. Welcome to the next segment of Less Visible, doing the metaphysical. And a major kudos to James Jancic from Feet to the Fire for getting it together in order to do this again, because I pretty much thought he would be weighed down with all the responsibilities of his situation, but as it turns out, he pulled it together. This is Easter, my friends, and that, like all the holidays we celebrate, has been grafted upon things much larger, but nonetheless valid in all of their particular representations. I'm going to take this opportunity to just read you some poetry this evening, some things I composed that are based around this particular event. And hope that you'll just drift with me, close your eyes and listen and enjoy in as much as that works for you, and we shall see what we come to. I do believe in that essential stillness, that quiet endless hour preceding every dawn of every day. God breathes into the world of sleep whatever power might be taken to reach that waking moment in the warm falling rain of his grace. In every year, whenever the wheel has turned into the place where it must turn again or stop, for want of hope or lack of dreams, God breathes once again into the greater whole, this soft malleable whiteness, this stone. He blesses this unformed essence of extraordinary love. Not yet fashioned with object or desire, it awaits our cleansed and contrite heart, awaits our innocence returned, awaits our renewing hope and certain will that we might approach closer to the mark. We have fallen back upon the dying leaves, upon the sidewalks of shouting cities into the guttering run, where flows the secret mind of our hidden deeds, more times than we can through mercy recall. Every breath, every morsel of food, every chance of redemption, every possibility of hope rests upon this bleeding power that is bought and paid for every coming minute of the age. Every twisted, ugly thing, every kindness unseen, every gentle thought, every whip hand falling, or whatever we have turned it to, all paid for by the living vision of the one who dies, who is crucified in the simultaneous instant of every act. Everything is permitted and fed that we might, through the gift of this unspeakably great thing, come to see how we might be, and the certain possibility of that for every one of us, no matter how dark the way, how far afield. There is the ceaseless intent of the one left bleeding. What freedom is, what love is, what peace is, we have no clue. Only the yearning and the road that leads us there. Many have filled this void with words, many heroes come and seeming villains to meet them in their time, all sleeping now in places deep and waiting. But this one does not sleep, is born anew in every breath, shines from each shining eye, cannot and will not forget, carries us past the trouble and regret in tongues forgotten. He has come in every race, in every time, dressed as everyone. Always unknown and alone and waiting. This immeasurable gift, unappreciated, not understood, remains. Lies on the common ground, is tossed aside as worthless, is unseen among the items in the cart. Feeds us. Grants us life where there would be none. Endless, granted, giving life. Full and safe and perfect. I do believe. And this, because you don't know. Without suffering, life would have no meaning. Without the irritation of our incompetence, we would never go looking. This place I know where the rivers meet, and a paradise of wind trumpets through the sunlight. This place is filled with resurrection. And fearing death, we cannot live. When they broke the egg, when they broke his body, it was like some sweet pomegranate split open before the iridescent senses of the soul. It turned to something more than vapor. This incense of love has made what seemed useless beautiful, has crucified the mind, has broken the tyrant with a force of his own disbelief. In an instant, the fabric of appearance tears. Light pours like lava over the towers we have erected to ourselves. Nothing remains. Love comes into the prison house, and we wrap ourselves in the bars and fight to remain within the confinements of our cages. Our bodies, the history we should have left behind. So the liberator is feared and hated. Does it seem unusual to be offered forever and to scream for death? If you would come, you must come alone. It might not work for you, but you've got the guarantee. And now the frayed angels. The frayed angels shed their wings and descend into Earth's turmoil, burying their sunlight in a cloth of sleek and willing flesh that incomplete wanders the thirsty deserts of unrequited desire. In dreams, sometimes we touch that place of peace where longing ends, where the long road of countless sleeps beckons into the crossroads of awakening. The punishment of separation ends, the slaughter of innocence, the ravaged hearts and faces of those who lost their love. There is nothing in this life so sweet as the touch, the embrace of the one who has come across the vastness of lifetimes to lie tranquil in your arms. It is as close to paradise as we are permitted to come. Here. The casual couplings, the lust of power to possess, are only shadows of this love, ceremonies of torment and loss. For the more one desires, the greater the effort to have and discard, the greater the distance from one's own heart. Every living thing struggles to hold to that one memory of themselves, in which the candle of love burned, however briefly, so brightly. All doubt and hate are merely faith and love suppressed, and the inability to love far worse than any death. Death being only the boat that sails us through and into the fields of eternal peace. And not even the worst of us can avoid this forever. It is for this mercy alone that forever exists. There is nothing you can do for which he will not forgive you. I wish only that I might linger all of my days in love, forging that bond that spans all time and change, and washes away for all time the weakness and stupidities of my fear. Fear, which is all that has ever stood between me and the ones I loved. Fear that has made a lie so many times of the living truth. I am, like all of you, an embodiment of God. All possibilities at birth were delivered into our hands, yet we give ourselves in subjugation to our servants for ridicule and confinement. Cast out from the castles where we as kings and queens ruled all things from within the temple of the heart. Cast out into the trackless wastes of our own confusions, amnesia-driven, hungry and alone, while those created to serve us spill our wine, eat our food, and laugh at the ignorance that has closed our eyes to the beauty of ourselves. Never again will I let myself be tormented by fear, the love killer, the life killer. Death of a sort comes to us all. No matter who we are, we cannot escape that. We can only accept and then wonder, to whom did it happen? Let go all chains that hold the image down. Earth does not speak unless the spirit flames. These times in which we live, they dance like some drunken jester on the edge of the abyss. Great things are within our reach. Even as we wait, we can see the first glimmer of that dawn for which so long we have waited to see. It has nearly broken me, but nothing is beyond repair. Truly, let this moment be your last moment of regret. Let your heart see that you have not touched the best times yet. Take back your wings, no longer frayed and fallen. Let us rise and soar like nothing that has ever come before. I thought for a time of what to say for Easter. You can go to Visible Origami and you can read the piece I wrote on Easter, though it's a bit more clinical than what I gave you tonight, because there I had one thing to say and here I wanted to say something more from the heart. Because, you know, soon the times are going to become much different than they are now, my friends. I don't want to be an alarmist. I don't want to send you running in paranoia for some kind of salvation you cannot find except within the judgment of your own heart. I wanted to give you some kind of comfort or succor in these times, and I don't know whether I've come close or fallen short as I usually do, but I want you to know that those realities that have come through to us through the traditions of our times and from well beyond our times, from way back in Atlantis and way, way past that, have always been the same enduring truths and realities, and that if you hold to these things, my friends, you shall triumph over all circumstance at all times and shall fear nothing. And this you should not do. Have faith. The times are going to get very rough indeed. But all they're going to do is reduce us back to the point where we have to rely upon each other, which we should have been doing in the first place. instead of going off all on our own, trying to accumulate everything we can accumulate for ourselves to protect ourselves against the inevitable. I don't get that madness. Maybe other people do. I don't get it. I wish I could invite you all to my house. Willingly, I would, but I don't think my house is big enough, or maybe no one wants to come. I don't know. But should that time ever present itself, I'm not the only person out here willing to hold out a lighthouse against the gathering storm. Just remember, as this world tumbles and falls apart, a new one is being raised. Associate yourself with that. Take the best part of yourself and let that be lifted up. And let that which in you, which is within you that you don't need anymore, let that die. That's the best you can achieve. It's going to be okay for you. Trust me. And on this Easter, celebrate that which resurrects itself in our hearts every time we renew our faith to believe in that which is beyond what we can see. As it says in the Bible, faith is the substance of things unseen. Use your faith, motivate the substance. You can't do better than that. Talk to your angel. He, she is listening. All right, my friends. Time for me to leave. Can't believe I pulled this off with so few mistakes, winging it like this. But anyway, I'll turn it back over to James, and I hope to see you guys in 2 weeks with the more aggressive format, the Smoking Mirrors format. God bless and keep you, and I'll see you in a couple of weeks, if there is one. Aloha.
God's not dead, merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. No, God's not dead.